3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Wednesday the 28th of September. It's National Good Neighbour Day. Happy birthday Hilary Duff, Kevin MacLeod, Gillian McKeith and Naomi Watts. Tuesday afternoon saw the much-anticipated Budget 2023 delivered by Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue and Minister for Public Expenditure Michael McGrath to a packed Dáil chamber.
Many are looking at this budget today for confidence. They look to the budget for help. Ciann Comhairle, we can and we should be confident about our future. We know our citizens need help. We know our employers need help. And this budget aims to give this help. I commend Budget 2023 to the House.
In health, free GP care will be extended. Free IVF treatment has been introduced for the first time. Access to free contraception has been extended to women up to the age of 30. And inpatient hospital fees are being abolished as part of Budget 2023. Fianna Fáil's Michael McGrath introduced the social welfare part of Budget 2023, which included a once-off doubling of cost of living allowances and increases of €12 a week for social welfare payments. With subsidies for childcare, free school book scheme for all primary school children, Minister McGrath was keen to emphasise government support for those in full-time education.
I'm announcing a range of measures that will benefit young people in this budget, including a once-off reduction in the student contribution of €1,000 for eligible students in the 2022-23 education year, and a once-off double monthly payment for those in receipt of the SUSI maintenance grant.
Sinn Féin led the opposition reaction to the budget, with finance spokesman Piers Doherty saying that the government has delivered a catch-up budget for workers and families who've had a tough year already. Sinn Féin's Mairead Farrell said despite the measures introduced by the government, it was not a budget for young people.
We see no meaningful action to solve the housing crisis, no meaningful action on climate, too little on childcare. This is a budget that says to our young people that once again, you are being brought up for export.
Outside the Dáil, organisations working with those most affected by the cost of living crisis also responded to the budget. Mike Allen from Focus Ireland, a charity dealing with homelessness, said the government had ignored their pleas to deal with the housing crisis.
So it's extremely worrying and we're very, very disappointed. Disappointed is just an inadequate word for completely ignoring an entirely predictable catastrophe which is immediately in front of us.
Ukraine has accused Russia of causing leaks in two major gas pipelines to Europe in what it described as a terrorist attack. They said the damage to Nord Stream 1 and 2, which appeared to be caused by underwater blasts, was an act of aggression towards the EU. It comes as Russian installed officials have announced the preliminary results of their referendums in occupied Ukraine, showing an overwhelming majority in favour of the regions joining Russia. Audio from one of the count centres makes clear how the result came out at 98% yes.
Yes.
Both Kyiv and the West have denounced these so-called referendums as a sham. Meanwhile, in Russia, citizens are continuing to flee the country after Putin's mobilisation. There are reports of Russians paying up to £25,000 for seats on private jets to Turkey and Armenia in an attempt to escape conscription. And it's no surprise, one Russian officer gave an insight into what the new recruits can expect.
It should all be yours, boys. All the army provides you with is uniforms and armour. There is nothing else. We equipped our men with our own forces.
A little further afield in infinite space and time, NASA have been celebrating after they successfully smashed a spacecraft the size of a vending machine into an asteroid the size of Wembley, 7 million miles from Earth.
And we have impact. A family for humanity in the name of planetary defense.
The collision was designed to test whether space rocks that might threaten Earth could be nudged safely out of the way. The double asteroid redirection test, DART, is the first ever trial of a planetary defence system. The last image from the collider showed the surface of the asteroid Dimorphos seconds before impact. Dr. Rob Semel spoke about NASA's DART mission at the post-asteroid impact news briefing.
For the first time, humanity has demonstrated the ability to autonomously target and alter the orbit of a celestial object.
So to come the Smart 7 Ireland edition, a Strictly star with two left feet and an exciting win for Ireland in the Nations League. Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
Tuesday night saw the final games of the current round of the Nations League wrap up with Croatia, Italy and the Netherlands already through to next year's final. The Republic of Ireland took on Armenia in Dublin in a bid to stay in League B, while Scotland travelled to Poland to play Ukraine. Spain won their match against Portugal 1-0 and head to the final. Scotland got a draw against Ukraine, which sees them promoted to League A. Stephen Kenny's Ireland team were 2-0 up in control when Armenia scored twice in 2 minutes. VAR was on Ireland's side, however, and an 89th minute Robbie Brady penalty saw the men in green win 3-2. Manager Kenny was mostly relieved at avoiding relegation.
I'm not sure exactly how to feel, but I know that we played really well in the game and then just absolutely shot ourselves in the foot. So the fact that we came back and won 3-2 was important. You know, we were much the better team and could have won by a few goals, but there's lessons there for us and, that, you know, learnings for us for sure.
Strictly Come Dancing star Richie Anderson hasn't always been a success on the dance floor. He's been doing the cha-cha with same-sex dance partner Giovanni Parnisa on the show, but the radio personality said it wasn't always the case. He's been discussing his tap lessons as a child and said they didn't always go quite to plan.
I had to borrow my cousin's Gemma's tap shoes. So I had the girl's tap shoes with a buckle over the front, and I went for about 7 lessons and they compared me to Bambi on ice. So I stopped, and now I'm doing Strictly. I wish I'd have carried it on.
Jeff Bridges fans rejoice. The long-awaited series The Old Man, starring the man himself alongside John Lithgow and Amy Brenneman, hits UK screens on Wednesday. Far more interesting than the name suggests, The Old Man centres on Dan Chase, who absconded from the CIA decades ago and has been living off the grid ever since. When an assassin arrives and tries to take Chase out, played by Bridges, he learns that to ensure his future, he now must reconcile his past.
The US government, which he's dedicated his life service to, turned its back on him.
In Afghanistan during the Soviet invasion, they called him the beast to eat everything.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.